Welcome once again for another episode of SLMA Radio. Brought to you on behalf of the thousands and thousands of members of the Sales Lead Management Association. If it has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing, it probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show. This morning, we're privileged to have with us a guest host. Tell us more about today's show and who have you got with you?
So today's show, we have Ned Lutz with us. He spent about 8 years helping ZoomInfo customers tackle their database hygiene challenges. As a director of sales, Ned oversees the large account segments of ZoomInfo's market, focusing on new business acquisition. He's a native of Lexington, Massachusetts. And when he's not solving complex data challenges, you can find him on the golf course. So we got Ned here with us, and today we're going to be tackling data-first mentality. So really excited to get the conversation started.
Thanks, Anna. Really appreciate it.
So let's get started. Ned, one of the things that we really wanted to talk about is the importance of having an enterprise or company-wide account and contact data strategy. Can you give me a little bit more about that?
Yeah. And before I really jump into this, nobody introduced Anna. So Anna Fisher is our Senior Director of Demand Generation here at ZoomInfo, responsible for all things demand generation, ultimately driving every SQL that my team and the rest of the sales organization touches. So Anna is really a significant expert in the space of lead management, and I think we can learn as much from her as we can learn from me. It's also her birthday today, so everybody can remotely sing Anna happy birthday for the next 30 seconds or so before we carry on. But to get to Anna's question, I think we sit in a unique position here as sales and marketing leaders at a company that also works with sales and marketing leaders. It's always tempting. You always have to be careful because you want to help your customers, but you also have to make sure that you're up to speed and really taking the right approach when it comes to lead management. So when we think about helping our customers and helping ourselves have a enterprise-wide contact and account data management strategy, we really, really think about making sure that we're taking an approach that thinks about the data first, right? And what do I mean by that? Well, in today's day and age, you know, technology typically solves so many of our business challenges, right? Technology and process. And it's so tempting for folks to lean on technology to fix every problem that they have within their organization. But when we step back and we look at it, we've actually found that sometimes it's just data quality and the way we manage the data. And when I talk about data, for the sake of this conversation, we're talking about account and contact and lead information that's flowing through your sales and marketing organization. We find that really taking a step back and thinking about how we manage that data can have a dramatic impact on the outcomes of our sales and marketing success or failures. Is that a helpful 10,000-foot overview? Do you want me to dive a little deeper?
I think so. I think if you can suggest how can people actually tackle this problem, that would be really helpful.
Yeah, really good question. So when we often engage with outside organizations, or when we think about this problem ourselves, the first step that we take is really trying to get a snapshot of the health and wellness of the data that's entering our systems, as well as the data that exists within our systems. And I break that down in two different parts intentionally, right? Obviously, the way something enters is going to have an effect on the way something's going to live out their days in our databases and in our systems. But it's important that we think about it in both places, because if you just fix the current state of what's there, you neglect the problem to begin with, right? And you neglect to look at how do we stop bad or incomplete or ineffective data from entering our system. First thing that we often suggest customers do, and that we do all the time here, is take a snapshot of the current state, right? And I'll suggest an interesting framework that we suggest and that we help folks think through. And it's easy to remember because we talk about it in the context of 5 C's. All right, so it's 5 C words, and none of them will be bad words, I promise, but 5 C words that can help us remember how to manage our data better. All right, so the first one we think about is coverage. Right, so in the context of demand generation and sales success, this one's really important. All right, and coverage is the notion that do we know who the accounts are that we want to talk to, and do we know who the people are within those accounts that we need to speak to get our product sold within their organization? All right, it's pretty simple, but do we literally know who the targets are and how to get in touch with them? Right? So coverage kind of stands alone, but it's a very important consideration for people to think about. The next one is correctness, right? And you can also call this accuracy, but it's pretty easy to test and it's pretty easy to understand. I'll give you a couple of use cases. One, if a salesperson interacts with a contact they find in CRM and calls the phone number, does it work or does it not work? Right? We have a lot of clients, and we find it internally even, where they come to us and they say, look, we've got this big CRM, we've got tons of data, but our phone numbers don't work. People have moved jobs, or the data was inaccurate to begin with. My sales rep put in the wrong number, and now every time someone interacts with that record, it's just simply incorrect. Right? So correctness is the second C. The third C is really important. In this one, we find really stalling a lot of marketing efforts and a lot of analytics efforts, right? And that's completeness, right? So the third C is completeness. And this one's really easy to measure. And I'd suggest anyone out there who's listening that might think they have an accountant contact data management challenge do this within their organization. Simply export your entire CRM or your entire marketing automation instance. Just do a gap analysis to see where you have gaps. Big gaps that often slow down marketing initiatives are things like email addresses. Can you email the people that you want to communicate with? Do you know what their titles are or their names? And if you're missing names, it's pretty hard to address an individual and speak relevantly to them. If you're in a B2B business, do you know how big their company is? Do you know what industry they're in? Do you know where they're located? Or if you're in B2C, that the data points, your segmentation data points go on and on and on. Right? Things like how many cars do they have, income level, where do they live, all those good things that you want to look at from a B2C perspective. So I challenge you to benchmark completeness within your database. It's a really important thing to understand. And then I'll give you two more C's pretty quickly, but next one's currency. And I don't mean money. I mean, how up to date is your data? Do you have a strategy for keeping it up to date? And are you confident in the quality of that because you were able to keep it up to date? And then the last one is consistency. And when I say consistency, is it measurable? Do you have tight pick lists that mean something to you when you go to do reporting and when you're trying to do segmentation? Because marketing initiatives fail when you have inconsistent, unmeasurable data. You can't reach the right audience, and it fails on the back end when you're trying to report and understand what happened. It looks like we have someone with a question in the audience.
We sure do. Let's bring him in. Caller, identify yourself and ask your question here.
Hi, this is Jim Obermeyer. I'm with the SLMA, and I host the program occasionally and has been a guest in the past. But I wanted to ask our guest here, you know, so many people talk to me about building databases. And what they're trying to build is an ABM database. Can Zoom help companies build a couple hundred to a couple thousand names for account-based marketing programs? Because that's where so many companies stumble, in building an ABM system.
Yeah, it's a really good question. And I think, you know, ABM is a very, very broad topic that obviously has a huge potential payoff when executed correctly. We think we are absolutely poised to help at the beginning of an ABM initiative, right? Now, I spoke about coverage as one of the five C's that we help with, that even that a company should just be thinking about. And it's that moment in time that I think we can be really impactful and that we help a lot of companies with. It's deciding intentionally on which accounts you want to be your customers and figuring out who those accounts are and why they should be a customer, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't want to dive too deeply into how we do that or what we do, but yes, we can absolutely help with that, and we do help with that. And it's at that first moment of intent where you say, I want to sell to X company because of Y. And we can help you actually build that out and find that account.
Well, I run a separate consulting business, and as you can imagine, and I had a large client, one of the largest clients I've ever had, embark on an ABM system, and they said, we'll have all the names for this program within 2 weeks. 3 months later, they were still struggling to come up with their account-based names, and they had the accounts, but I felt so bad for them because they started off with such confidence. So thanks for answering the question. I appreciate it. I'll get off now.
Yeah, a little follow-up to that. So we run an ABM approach here internally. And we use our own, obviously, we use our own data set to drive that. So we'll get down to a level of specificity when we decide we want to call an account that contains things like, what industry is the account in? How large are they? Do they fit a certain revenue threshold that we want to sell to? We look at data points like, how many salespeople do they have at their organization? How large is their marketing organization? Do they use CRM technology? Are they using marketing automation technology? We'll even look at things like, what is their revenue model? You know, are they a SaaS-based subscription revenue model, or are they, you know, a channel reseller that sells through only a few companies? Because the first one that sells direct is a much better fit for us than a channel model that really only has a few customers. And it didn't take us weeks or months to do this. I mean, this is the type of thing that we constantly refresh almost daily, right? Because our ABM strategy, we name a set of accounts, but then as we close new accounts, we bring new ones in. So we have to have a constant backfill to bring new accounts into the fold as we close accounts. And it is something that we can do ridiculously fast here. When I've been in companies in the past, the simple data challenge of having the account and contact information you need will hold you back. So, Anna, was that helpful to understand how I would suggest you start?
It is. Thank you, Ned. And I think one of the other things I really want to go over, and you mentioned the five C's, but can you give a little bit more clarity about how that helps improve and enable sales and marketing organizations to work better together?
Yeah, good question. So the five C's, to be clear, more of a benchmark for where you are in your current state of data management, right? I didn't talk about how to actually improve the current state. It's more about knowing how bad your problem is, right, or how well you're doing. I definitely think that once you sort this out, right, and once you can improve on those areas, it can absolutely help your alignment with sales and marketing, because you'll both be looking at a more clear picture. A more complete database, more consistent database, a more accurate database will help you talk about the same thing, where sales and marketing believe that they're working towards the same goal. All right, so maybe after the break, we can dive into how we actually help ourselves and how we help other companies fix the problem. But I think the first step is benchmarking where you are and understanding how bad your problem really is.
Okay, well, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk more. And we just want to invite you to join Zoom Info this June for their third annual Growth Acceleration Summit in Boston. Featured presenters include some of the industry's most influential sales and marketing leaders, such as Jay Baer, Neil Patel, Tiffany Bova, and Grant Cardone. To learn more and register, visit events.zoominfo.com. That's events.zoominfo.com. And if your organization's success is driven by B2B sales, then there's a book you need to check out. It's called Predictable Prospect, and we've talked about it a lot on this show. It's by best-selling author Mary Lou Tyler. And in it, she shows you how to rapidly add qualified opportunities to your sales pipeline, ensuring consistent and predictable. How about that? Predictable revenue growth. You can get started right away turning your business into a sales machine. Simply download your free sample chapter and check it out at marylutyler.com. Just like it sounds, MaryLouTyler, marylutyler.com. Predictable prospecting. And last but not least, we want to remind you that Zuant is a new generation of mobile lead capture systems, one you can use every day at your trade show, an event, or even every day when you're on the road to present and send videos and literature to your customers. Looks great and eliminates the need to manually enter your leads later. Now that's smart. So if you want to be smart, why not check it out? Zuant.com. Z-U-A-N-T. Zuant. All right, let's pick it back up for the last 5 minutes with Anna and her guest.
Thanks again for having us. So we talked a little bit before the break about how a good way to benchmark some issues you might have within your data set. But Ned, can you suggest some ways we can actually fix it?
Yeah, really, really good question. And again, this is where I would really suggest to have a data first mentality. If there's a lot of products out there, and a lot of them are really good, that start to look at data quality using technology. Right. And I mean technology in the sense that they can identify duplicates or help you map leads to accounts and other things like that. And that's often the first place that people start because it's easy and it's technology driven. But I'd suggest that you really dig deep into your data and think about how to fix this problem from a data perspective. So if you have gaps in your database, how do you fill them? Right? How do you take your database from being incomplete to more complete? If you have records that are incorrect, how do you replace them? Right? If you have values in your system that are inconsistent and not allowing you to segment or report on your data in a meaningful way, or you're getting incomplete or inaccurate reporting or segmentation, I'd suggest that you look at how do you standardize some of that reporting and some of that those pick list values. So obviously, I think that we have a really strong advantage in the marketplace to help people with this, because the way that we approach this is actually by looking at the data and augmenting it to help people solve those problems of inconsistency, incorrectness, and incompleteness. I would suggest that you look for a vendor that can actually help you solve that data problem, and then benchmark those vendors against each other by looking at who can help you solve the problem to the biggest degree, right? And if your issue is mostly that you have incomplete data or that's holding you back the most, I'd look at who can complete the largest portion of your data set where you're confident in the quality of that information that's flowing through, right? If your issue is inconsistency, look for the customer that can help, or sorry, for the vendor that can help you the most in that particular area. Right? As long as you're comfortable with the quality of the information that they're passing.
Again, I want to go back a little bit to the sales and marketing alignment issue, because, you know, at our organization, we want to make sure that that's something that we maintain.
Yep.
And I think one of the things that has helped us a lot in that workflow is making sure that we don't give the sales team or your team, you know, a research project every time we send a lead over. Can you talk a little bit more about that process and how data's really had an impact?
Yeah, really good point. So there's actual business benefit to doing this well, right? We didn't really, we're saving the best for last year. But some use cases to think about, and Anna brought up one of them now, and I think it's a really effective use case, is thinking about that most valuable piece of data that enters your CRM, which is the lead. A lead is ridiculously valuable because it's a moment in time when someone's interested in your organization or offering. And one of the things that we've helped clients do well and that we do well, I think, is we actually look at a lead at the moment of creation and add as much rich information as we can to that lead before we pass it to sales. All right, so instead of sales getting a name and potentially an email and maybe a phone number, if the lead was nice enough to fill out their accurate phone number, our sales reps and our customer sales reps get a portfolio of information complete with information on the company and the individual, along with a verified direct dial phone number and verified business email on that lead instantly. We've seen it internally increase our lead conversion rate by over 3x, and we've seen the same follow through with a lot of the customers that we've worked with who've implemented this technology. And again, it's not a technology strategy, it's a data strategy brought to you through good technology. So remember, keep that data first mindset when looking for a vendor to help you with this, to make sure that they can actually pass the data frequently that you're looking for.
We're talking right now about the sales and marketing alignment piece, but how about just understanding the addressable market, and how does your sales team know who's a good fit? And how do you go about that organizationally?
Yeah, really good question. I think that's really important too. So one of the other benefits of just having an enterprise wide account and data management strategy is that your salespeople will no longer have to go on research projects, right? If you nail this and you really think about making sure you have the most and best data available to provide to your sales team, your sales team will have the data they need at their fingertips on the right target buyers at the moment that they need it without going to look for it somewhere else. All right, so we've solved that using our own stuff along with other resources. We use a lot of LinkedIn as well to make sure that a rep is armed with all the information they need on a buyer before they call them, and that they don't have to go outside of CRM to get that information. All right, so when you're looking at a vendor to help you with that, again, look for the vendor that can help you with that in the most accounts that you're looking for, with the most frequency of available data on the people that you're trying to call. If they don't have the data, it's not the vendor for you. Right? Or if the data is inaccurate, it's not the vendor for you.
And what are the most important data sets for your sales team? Like, what are the things that they look for before they're ready to really bounce on a lead or cold outreach, whatever it might be?
Yeah, I talked about it a little bit before, but we're looking for companies that do have a kind of a digital sales and marketing mindset. All right, and that are already exposed to digital selling and digital marketing. All right, so you know, when they're going to market, we're trying to find companies that are running CRM, that are running marketing automation, that have inside sales teams. And then when we're approaching them, the most important thing for us to get is a direct phone number. We do a ton of outbound calling, and a direct phone number connects just at a much higher frequency than trying to call through a switchboard and work around gatekeepers. All right, so that's the biggest thing that we see as a lift. When we provide a salesperson with a direct phone number, we have a much better chance of conversion or of winning that opportunity than when we don't.
Thanks, Ned. And I think we've sort of talked about this a little bit, but obviously bad data equals bad results. What would you say is the single most important thing when understanding how to evaluate or resolve your bad data problems?
Yeah, it's sort of a trick question, because the single most important thing is based on the single most important thing that you need in your organization. Think about what the problem is that you're trying to solve before you approach the data piece.
Thanks so much, Ned. Really appreciate having you here today.
Absolutely. And thanks for having me.
You've been listening to another episode of SLMA Radio, brought to you on behalf of the thousands of members of the Sales Lead Management Association. That has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing. It probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show.